तेरी बिंदिया रे, तेरी बिंदिया रे, आए हाय तेरी बिंदिया रे।
One of the most formidable talents to grace the Indian cinema, with her long lustrous hair, beautiful large expressive eyes, and a sparkling smile that lit up everything around her, Jaya Bachchan, in my eyes, is also one of the most beautiful. She began her career with Satyajit Ray's Mahanagar, and later met the man who became her guiding light both on and off the screen.
First met Rishi Kapoor in Pune Film Institute, and he had come from Bombay. He was casting for Goody at that time, and he came to see The Brushes of one of my diploma films, recommended by my principal. And he saw The Brushes, and I was shooting for a diploma film at that time, and he asked, "Act Goody?" And I said, "Of course I would." And my relationship with Hrishikesh Mukherjee was more of a father and a daughter, because and when I came to Bombay the first time, I stayed with him, stayed in his house.
Zindagi कैसी है पहेली हाय, कभी तो हंसाए कभी ये रुलाए। जिंदगी कैसी है पहेली हाय, कभी तो हंसाए कभी ये
रुलाए। Today he is a legend and has been voted the star of the millennium. But when superstar Amitabh Bachchan first acted under Hrishikesh Mukherjee in Anand, he was told to stop overacting. Rishi Da had told him very bluntly that while the film was all about Rajesh Khanna, if Amitji did well in one particular scene, he'd stand out.
It was the death scene of Anand and Rajesh Khanna, and I was new to the industry. I was new to film acting. This was dinned into my head that this is the one scene that you have in the film, and I was living with it, pecking over it, building up all kinds of energies and emotions. When you want to build emotion, you think of the worst that can happen to you. And so late at night, when the shot came, I was just ready to explode, and which is what I did. And I just burst out at my lines, and I thought that I'd given one of the best performances of my life. But he cut the shot and said, "No, it's too much. So I just wanted to say your lines as simply as possible. So I had to do it again, and I did what is there in the film." Kind of deflates you the moment you hear from him that you put in all your best, and he said, "No, this is not right. I don't want you to be so loud and so expressive and be normal."
मैं तुम्हें इस तरह खामोश नहीं होने दूंगा। छह महीने से तुम्हारी बकबक सुन रहा हूं मैं। बोल बोल के मेरा सर खा गए हो तुम। बोलो, बातें करो मुझसे, बातें करो मुझसे, बातें करो मुझसे।
बाबूशाय, जिंदगी और मौत ऊपर वाले के हाथ है। जहां पर आप उसे ना तो आप बदल सकते हैं ना मैं। हम सब तो रंगमंच की कठपुतलियां हैं, जिनकी डोर ऊपर वाले की उंगलियों में बंधी है। कब, कौन, कैसे उठेगा ये कोई नहीं बता सकता है।
आनंद मरा नहीं, आनंद मरते नहीं।
Hrishikesh Mukherjee once told a friend that he didn't think there was anyone in the film industry who could match Jaya Bachchan's incomparable acting talent. And as if to showcase that, he gave her some of her most memorable performances. From Guddi to Abhiman to Mili, Chupke Chupke and Bavarchi. When I asked Jaya Bachchan what memories did she have of Rishida, the filmmaker, and on a personal level, she said,
before the shot started, you know, it was always, everyone was laughing. There was no star system. He was actually a producer's director. He always, whenever an artist wanted a retake, he used to get very upset and he'd say that, it's my decision. You cannot ask for a retake. It's I'm looking at you, and if I'm happy and convinced, then you cannot tell me whether I should stop. And then, you know, he would always say that, you know, you are come prepared. When you give a retake, you're wasting money. Said that, you know, whenever I said, why are you making so many films? I'm doing it for my unit. My family, it was always such a pleasure working with him. I had tremendous comfort level with him. He had a terrific sense of humor, master technician. I mean, working with him was so good. You know, once he trusted you, he really allowed you to improvise, and he gave you a lot of space. But at the same time, if he had a certain thing in his mind, and if you went even beyond it, he was very, very strict.
When I asked Jaya Bachchan which film remained her personal favorite amongst the ones she had done for Rishida, she said without a doubt it was Guddi. I think the most transforming piece of dialogue in this film was the one that was written when Shamit Panja goes to see a lot of film shootings with Guddi, played by Jaya Bachchan. Guddi is crazy about the film actor Dharmendra and believes everything that she sees on the silver screen. After they return from several shootings, Shamit Panja writes in a diary his thoughts of what everything that he saw translated into. It is an amazing piece of dialogue, and it shows that Rishida had the ability to poke fun at his own industry and at the same time capture the darkness that all of us can fall into if we get caught into the world of fake glamour and glitter.
इस फिल्मी दुनिया की चमक धमक भी अजीब है शीशों के टुकड़े जड़े हुए हैं जब रोशनी पड़ती है तो हीरे पन्नों की तरह दमकते हैं रोशनियां बुझ जाए तो नंगे काट कागज के सिवा कुछ नजर नहीं आता एक हीरो देशभक्त नेता का रोल अदा करते हुए कितना फख्र महसूस करता है एक गरीब मजदूर के हक में डायलॉग बोलते हुए उसका चेहरा कैसे दमक उठता है लेकिन जब सीन खत्म हो जाए वो रोल गुजर जाए तो क्या अपना आप खोखला नहीं लगता उसे उसके सामने काम करते हुए मजदूरों को जब दो वक्त की रोटी भी नसीब नहीं होती तो क्या ये ख्याल नहीं आता वो देश का नेता नहीं सिर्फ अभिनेता है आज तक तो बनी बनाई फिल्में एयर कंडीशन थिएटरों में देखी थी लेकिन उन स्टूडियोज में जाकर इतने दर्द देखे हैं कि लगता नहीं फिर कभी थिएटर में जाकर हंस सकूंगा कितना बड़ा फर्क है एक ही फिल्म से एक लाख रुपए कमाता है और दूसरा फाकों पे गुजारा करता है ये फर्क ही शायद सबसे बड़ा रोग है इस इंडस्ट्री का लेकिन इस इंडस्ट्री का ही क्यों क्या यही फर्क हमारे सारे देश का रोग नहीं है
I asked Amitabh Bachchan to share some memories of Hrishikesh Mukherjee, the filmmaker and the man. This is what he had to say.
I had worked with Abbas, Khwaja Ahmed Abbas, for my first film, South Hindustani, and he took me across to meet Jita Ajit House as a recommendation. And soon after that, I heard from him that I was cast. Actually shot for Guddi for about 10 days. And then Rishida felt that I was now a known face because of my appearance in Anand and because of the fact that I was doing a few leading roles in films being made in South India, in Madras, Chennai. And he felt that the very concept of Guddi getting attracted to film stars would be defeated if I was a known face that was playing opposite. So I was removed and Shamim Bhandia was taken. Yes, he had the capacity to make simplest of things look funny and the simplest of things create a lot of drama. That was the beauty of life. That is the beauty of Rishida's sensitivity and sense towards cinema. I think that he believed in the fact that you don't necessarily have to be a comedian to do comedic performances. Comedy can erupt out of a very simple aspect of life. You know, anybody could sit on a peel of banana and the whole hall would be laughing. But that's very deliberate. Everybody knows that. But to be able to create that comic situation or to be able to create a dramatic situation in just very everyday simple things of life was what his quality was. And I believe that, you know, every human being is an actor. We're all actors. It's just that some of us get opportunities to do that in front of a camera. Others do not. It's not something that is, you know, very specific. It becomes specific when you start treating it as a profession. So we all have these little qualities. And it was Rishida who used to find these little qualities in the common man, observe them, see them, watch them, and then replicate them in the artists, in the professional artists that he chose to be in front of his camera. We were fortunate to be the ones to be in front of the camera. But had he put any normal person in front of the camera, he would have extracted great performance from him as well.
Dr. Chapati.
Oh! Aye, aye, baithe, baithe.
Dekhiye, main botany mein bahut weak hoon. Aap mujhe padhayenge na, please.
Haan, zarur, zarur. Achha, aap botany mein sirf kamzor hain ki aur subjects mein bhi?
Baaki sab subjects maine taiyar kar liye. Sirf botany reh gaya.
यही तो पहले कर लेना चाहिए था ना. अच्छा, आपके बाकी सब्जेक्ट क्या हैं? अंग्रेजी तो होगा ही. क्या पढ़ा है आपको?
जूली सीजर.
व्हाट अ सब्लाइम ट्रेजेडी.
मगर ये तो मुझे जबानी याद है, मुझे बॉटनी पढ़ा दीजिए. मुझे ये बताइए, करोला का फंक्शन क्या है?
करोला करोला. ओ यस, करोला. करोला खाने में कड़वा होता है और लिवर के लिए बहुत अच्छा होता है.
आप तो मजाक कर रहे हैं. मैं आपसे करोला के बारे में पूछ रही हूँ, आप करेला के बारे में बता रहे हैं.
ओ करोला.
You know, he was such a good editor that that all his editing used to be in his mind, and most of his shot picking was done on the basis of the fact that he already had them edited in his mind. And sometimes actors would not be able to understand why they were being asked to walk in a particular direction, turn around and say those lines there, even though they were not in sequence. But he knew it very well, and we just followed what he said. That was his quality, because, you know, he was the only one who knew how he was going to present the film, how he was going to edit it, and he never wasted his time trying to explain it to the other artist. We just left ourselves entirely in his hands. He would mold us. We were like plasticine. He would mold us and make wonderful shapes. And it is quite amazing to that.
पल भी कहीं ये उदासी दिल मेरा भूले तभी मुस्कुरा कर दबे पाओ आकर दुख मुझे कर मुझसे गम मेरे दिल लगी ये दिल लगी बड़ी सुनी सुनी है जिंदगी.
From the early 1970s, Amitabh Bachchan's name became synonymous with the angry young man image. It was Amitabh Bachchan against the world. But with Prakash Mehra Zanjeer, arrived Hrishikesh Mukherjee's Namak Haram and the beautiful Abhiman. When Ramesh Sippy released Sholay and Yash Chopra released Deewar, Hrishikesh Mukherjee released the beautiful Milli, where Amitabh played a tormented and sensitive soul, and Chupke Chupke, that showcased Amitji's yet untapped flair for classy comedy. Amitabh Bachchan says, in all the hype, people forgot one very important fact.
I've worked in the maximum number of films that I've worked with in any director has been Rishita. A lot of people think it's Prakash Mehra, Manmohan Desai. No, they're all wrong. Maximum number of films that I was directed by was by Rishida.
I had heard that it was always fun and games on Rishida's film sets and that everybody was a prankster with a wicked sense of humor. One time, actor A.K. Hangal complained to the tailor that the kurta given to him was the one that he had worn in two previous films and he wasn't going to wear it this time. The tailor said mischievously to him not to speak too loudly lest Hrishikesh Mukherjee heard him and added, "You've only been taken in this film because you still fit in the same kurta." When I mentioned that incident to Amitji, he said,
"It was Rishida. And we would choose his artists because they would fit into the dresses that were there for the other film. Very conservative. Very economical in his making. He used to be very concerned about what our dress is going to be in a particular film. And we used to ask him, you know, what are we wearing in this film? So he would look at us and say, "Ye jo tumne pehna hua yehi theek hai." So then we became a little smart and said, well, if he's going to be choosing what we wear to come to the studio, we better start wearing what we want to wear in the film, the studio, because we know that that's what he's going to recommend. So we would come dressed, the kind of dress that we would want to wear in the film, knowing that he would say, "Bas yehi pehno." Then he caught on to that.
I told Jaya Bachchan that many actresses say they would love to have done her role in Guddi and Abhiman. If she was to choose a film or films, which ones would she have loved to be a part of? And her answer was Anupama and Satyakam. When I asked her to mention her favorite music from Rishida's films, she said,
"The music in Anuradha was amazing.
जाने कैसे सपनों में खो गई अखियां मैं तो जागी मेरी सो गई अखियां जाने कैसे सपनों में खो गई अखियां मैं तो जागी मेरी सो गई अखियां
Hrishikesh Mukherjee was an outstanding sitar player himself, and the quality of music in his films was exceptional.
That's the Bengali influence, the creativity, the sensitivity that I've played and was aware of classical Indian music. And those strains will always come up. So when you choose what kind of song you need or what kind of situation you need to put it in, all those factors come into play. And you get good music because the purest form of music is in classical music. And whenever it is played, it is always attractive.
I asked Amitabh Bachchan which were his favorite songs from Hrishikesh Mukherjee films. He said,
"Oh, I have several. I thought the music of Anand is very good. I loved the music of Anupama."
बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुप कैसे आए
I asked Amitabh Bachchan which one of his roles was his favorite, and if he could choose amongst Hrishikesh Mukherjee's films, which one role would he have given anything to have done?
All the ones that I've done with him. I cannot differentiate. Well, I would have loved to play Rajesh Khanna's role in Anand. I would have loved to have been involved in some way in Anupama. I like that film very much.
Jaya Bachchan says that while Rishida was a father to her, she also misses him today for one very special reason.
Pity that he's not around to guide filmmakers today, because so many films have been made keeping his kind of cinema or his thinking or his style or his storytelling mind. Whenever there's been a problem with a movie that I have seen and I needed guidance, I would always say that please let me show the film to Rishi Kakku and let me guide.
Amitabh Bachchan shared more of what Rishida has meant to him and Jayaji on a personal level.
He was a godfather to Jaya and me. When we decided to get married, he was the first person and spoke and took his blessing. He has always remained that godfather. And right the last, he always treated us like children. So he was very, very compassionate, very understanding, very strict. Just like a parent would be, guide us through whatever we were going through, told us if we were doing something wrong, discipline us. Very simple man, very endearing, very caring, was able to extract the simple moments of life and have the ability to dramatize.
This is Kavita Chibba. I'd like to thank Jaya and Amitabh Bachchan for speaking with me. A special thanks to Sachin Bhaumik for making this interview possible.